سورة يونس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را، تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. ألف لام را، these are the verses of the wise book. Is it a wonder for mankind that we have sent our revelation to a man from among themselves, saying, warn mankind of the coming torment, and give good news to those who believe, that they shall have with their Lord the rewards of their good deeds. But the disbelievers say, this is indeed an obvious sorcerer. Inna rabbakumullah, indeed your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in six periods, and then rose over the throne, disposing the affair of all things. No intercessor can plead with him except after his leave. Again, this concept is clarified. Muslims nowadays believe, oh, do what you will, and on the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for us. Allah says, none can plead with him except by Allah's leave. So we have to please Allah first before we can gain intercession. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ, that is Allah, your Lord. What is Rabb? One who creates, nourishes, sustains. فَاعْبُدُوهُ, so worship him alone. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ, will you then not remember? Will you still not take heed? To him is the return of all of you. The promise of Allah is true. It is he who begins his creation and will repeat it, that he may reward with justice those who believed and did good deeds. But those who disbelieved will have a drink of boiling fluids and painful torment because they used to disbelieve. It is he who made the sun a shining glory and the moon as a light. Now we find that the words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used, ضياءً ونورا, both reflect the nature of the sun and the moon, that the sun gives off light in itself and the moon reflects light. And measured out for its stages, that you might know the number of years and the reckoning. ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق, Allah did not create this but in truth. There is a purpose behind this magnificent universe that He's created for us. It's not just eat, drink and be merry for tomorrow you die. It's that we have to fulfill the purpose Allah has created us for, which is what? Ibadah. Thus Allah explains the verses in detail. لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ, for people who have knowledge, both knowledge of this world's mysteries and knowledge of this Qur'an. إِنَّ فِي اخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَآيَاتٍ, indeed in the alternation of the night and day, and in all that Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, are signs for those who are Allah conscious. Allah doesn't simply say read the Quran and that's enough. Allah says no, explore the mysteries of the universe, but gain nearness to Allah through that knowledge. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. This is the theme of this surah. Indeed, those who do not hope for their meeting with us, they're not interested in thinking of the hereafter. People say, oh, don't talk to me of death, it frightens me. Don't talk to me of the day of judgment, it's so scary. Allah says, those who do not hope for their meeting with us, but are content with the life of this world, they're content just to be born and to raise children and to educate those children, and then at the end of their lives to die placidly, not having ever sought the spiritual heights. Allah says, those who are content with the life of this world, that's enough for them. They don't want anything else. And those who are heedless of our signs, they're not interested in reading the Quran. They're not interested in hearing or studying the Quran in depth. Hum an ayatina ghafilun. They're living their lives in ghafla, in heedlessness. For such their abode will be the fire, because of what they used to earn. And indeed those who believe and do good deeds, yahdihim rabbuhum bi'imanihim. Their Lord will guide them through their faith. People say, well, you know, if Allah wished to guide me, He could have guided me. Allah says, Allah will guide them through their iman. In other words, we need to cultivate iman in ourselves. Only then can we pass through progression of stages till we reach ihsan. Under them will flow rivers in the gardens of delight. دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحييتهم فيها سلام. Their way of request, their greeting therein will be, glory to you, Allah. And peace will be their greetings therein. وآخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. And their last request will be, all praises belong to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. As Allah tells us in a hadith Qudsi, فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمِدِ اللَّهِ. If you do any good deed, if you find any goodness within yourself, then praise Allah, thank Allah, because the merit belongs to Allah, not to yourself. And were Allah to hasten for mankind the evil as He hastens for them the good, they would have been ruined. People say, well, if I am disobeying Allah, how come Allah is not punishing me? How come everything is going so smoothly for me? Allah says, don't invoke destruction for yourselves. So we leave those who do not expect their meeting with us in their trespasses, wandering blindly in distraction. Again and again these words are coming up. Those who do not hope for our meeting. What meeting is this on the Day of Judgment? Allah doesn't say those who don't believe in that meeting, those who do not hope for that meeting. In other words, they're not interested in doing anything for it. And when harm touches man, he calls to us, lying on his side, or sitting, or standing. Think back to any moment of great pain that we might have undergone. How we call to Allah all the time, constantly. We don't forget Him for one moment. But when we have removed His harm from Him, He passes on as if He had never called to us for a harm that touched Him. Thus is made beautiful to the transgressors that which they used to do. And indeed we destroyed generations before you when they did wrong, while their messengers came to them with clear proofs. وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا But they were not such as to believe. Thus do we requite the people who are criminals. Then we made you successors after them, generation after generation in the land, that we might see how you would work. And when our clear verses are recited to them, قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا Again Allah repeats, those who do not hope for our meeting say, bring us a Quran other than this or change it. Like people nowadays also have started campaigns, let's expunge those ayats in the Quran that pertain to women's issues. Because you know Allah has been very unfair to women. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ Tell them, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is not for me to change it of my own accord. Now if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was forbidden from tampering with the Quran, then in what category do we fall? I only follow that which is revealed to me. Indeed, I fear the torment of the great day if I were to disobey my Lord. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah had so willed, I should not have recited it to you, nor would He have made it known to you. Indeed, I have stayed amongst you a lifetime before this. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ Have you then no sense? So who does more wrong than he who forges a lie against Allah or denies His signs? When people pass blasphemous statements about the Quran and make fun of the Quran, in Allah's eyes they are the mujrimeen. And Allah says, surely the criminals will never succeed. وَيَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ They worship besides Allah things that cannot harm them or profit them. Now one aspect of ibadah is dua. And in our society we find educated people going to mazars, educated people praying to peers, educated people praying to Hazrat Ali, praying to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says they worship besides Allah things that cannot harm them or profit them. What have we been told? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told to tell people, I cannot even harm or benefit myself, illa mashaAllah, except as Allah wills. If He could not benefit or harm Himself, then how can He benefit us? And these people claim that they are our intercessors with Allah. See, if you ask these educated people, why are you going to these mazars and praying? They say, no, we're not praying directly to them. We're asking them to pray to Allah for us. Allah says, do you inform Allah of that of which He knows not in the heavens and on the earth? As we read 2 days ago, such people cannot even help themselves. How then can they pray to Allah for our help? Glorified and exalted is Allah above all that which they associate as partners with Him. Mankind were but one community, then they differed, and had it not been for a word that went forth before from your Lord, it would have been settled between them regarding what they differed. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have punished us all right away, but Allah has given every man respite till the moment of his death. And they ask, how is it that a sign is not sent down to him from his Lord? That's what people say, well, why doesn't Allah send me a sign? I want a sign from Allah before I believe in this Quran. فَقُلْ إِنَّمَا الْغَيْبُ لِلَّهِ Tell them, the unseen belongs to Allah alone. So wait, indeed I am with you among those who wait for Allah's judgment. And when we let mankind taste mercy after some problem has afflicted them, behold, they take to plotting against our signs. Once the trouble is over, they're back to their old ways. Say, Allah is more swift in planning. Indeed, our messengers record all of that which you plot. It is Allah who enables you to travel through land and sea till when you are in the ships. And they sail with them with a favorable wind, and they are glad therein. Then comes a stormy wind, and the waves come to them from all sides, and they think that they are encircled therein. Then they call to Allah, making their faith pure for Him alone, saying, O Allah, if You deliver us from this, we shall be of the grateful. Whenever Allah mentions ships here, we need to realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that even if modern man has been able to achieve marvels of technology, it was Allah who gave us the resources which we could use for ourselves. It was Allah who gave man the intellect with which he could harness these resources for his own use. See, in our day, we exalt those who have discovered things, but we forget the one who has created the things in the first place. Allah says, when man is in trouble, he calls to Allah, making promises. We also make promises. Oh Allah, just relieve me from this distress and I'll spend my life obeying You. But when He delivers them, what happens then? They disobey Allah in the earth wrongfully. Ya yuhannas, innama baghyukum ala anfusikum. Oh mankind, your rebellion is against yourselves. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not affected by anything we might do. Remember the hadith Qudsi in which Allah said, O mankind, if the first of you, and the last of you, and the men of you, and the jinn of you were all to become the most pious amongst you, مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, that would not increase my treasury one jot. And O mankind, if the first of you, and the last of you, and the men of you, and the jinn of you were to become the most wicked amongst you, it would not diminish my kingdom one jot. That is Allah. That's Malikul Muluk. How then do we have the temerity to say, oh, because I'm angry with Allah, I'm not going to pray? Allah doesn't need a salat in the first place. Antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. We are the beggars before Allah. Allah says your rebellion is against your own selves. A brief enjoyment of this worldly life, then in the end to us is your return. Are we going to live here forever? And we shall inform you of that which you used to do. Innama masalul hayati dunya kama in anzalnahu minas samai. Indeed, the likeness of this world is as the rain which we send down from the sky. So by it arises the intermingled produce of the earth, of which men and cattle eat, until when the earth is clad in its adornments and is beautified, and its people think they have all the powers of disposal over it, our command reaches it by night or by day, and we make it like a clean mown harvest, as if it had not flourished yesterday. Now here we find that the worldly life has been compared to rain. Why has Allah compared it to rain? We can find several points of similarity between the two things. Rain is in Allah's control. We don't have rain in our power. It's not for me to say, well, I will the rain to fall today. No, it's in Allah's control. And in the same way we find that no matter how hard we struggle for wealth, it comes from Allah. We find people who spend their lives struggling for wealth and yet they spend their lives in poverty. And we find people who have been born, as they say, with a silver spoon in their mouth. They've never had to work for anything. So in whose hands is wealth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malikul mulki tu'til mulka man tasha wa tanzi'ul mulka mimman tasha. You grant the kingdom to whomsoever you will and you take it away from whomsoever you will. Another thing we find about rain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that rain only profits fertile land. In the same way, wealth only profits those people who use it for the right things. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Tuba liman tala umruhu wa hasuna amaluhu." That there's good news for one whose life is long and whose deeds are good. In other words, when is long life or when is wealth a blessing? For those whose deeds are good. But otherwise, it will just be an argument against them. And then we find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that ultimately every field becomes yellow and ultimately kullu man alayha fan. Everyone on this earth is just here for a brief period of time. Some come for 20 years, some die at birth, some live here till 70 years, but the return is to Allah. يَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Only the being of your Lord will remain, full of majesty, full of dignity. What lesson should we derive from this? That while we are here, maximize our time, maximize your knowledge. Do as much as you can, because we don't even know whether we'll be here tomorrow or not. One of the companions used to say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَظِرِ السَّبَاحِ. When you get up in the evening, don't wait for morning to come. When you get up in the morning, don't wait for evening to come. Make the most of every moment. Thus do we explain the signs in detail, لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ, for a people who reflect. وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah calls to the home of peace. Right after mentioning the temporary nature of this world, Allah reminds us that there's a better home awaiting us if we but try to enter it. Allah calls to the home of peace and He guides whom He wills to the straight path. Does that mean it's not in our control that, oh well, Allah will guide us if He wishes? No, يَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ أَنَابَ. Allah guides towards Himself the one who seeks Him. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادًا. For those who have done good is goodness and even more. What is the ziyada? The Prophet ﷺ told us a hadith, the gist of which is that when the people of Jannah have entered Jannah and they've been given everything they want, Allah will ask them, is there anything else? They will say, oh Allah, you've given us everything we could ever want. Then Allah will unveil His countenance. Allah, who is Nurus Samawati Walad, the light of the heavens and the earth. And they will think of everything they've already been given as inferior. In other words, the joy, the ecstasy of beholding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be far superior to all they have been given before. And that is ziyada. And may Allah grant us all that honor. وَلَا يَرْحَقُ وُجُوهَهُمْ قَطَرٌ وَلَا ذِلَّا. Neither darkness, nor dust, nor any humiliating disgrace shall cover their faces. They are the dwellers of paradise. They will abide therein forever. And those who have earned evil deeds, the recompense of an evil deed is the like thereof. And humiliating disgrace will cover them. No defender will they have from Allah. Their faces will be covered, as it were, with pieces from the darkness of night. What does this darkness reflect? The anguish of their own souls. We find that man's spiritual condition in this world is his physical condition in the hereafter. If our internal was full of nur, was full of light, was full of radiance and joy, then that shall be our external on the Day of Judgment. But if, God forbid, our internal was full of darkness and anger against Allah and venom and hatred against mankind, then, God forbid, that shall be our external situation on the Day of Judgment. They are the dwellers of the fire. Hum fiha khalidun. They will live therein forever. Can we endure one moment of burning? One moment of pain? Allah says they will live therein forever. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. On the day we shall gather them all together. Then we shall say to those who did set in partners in worship with us, stop at your place. You and your partners, whom you had worshipped in the worldly world. Then we shall separate them, and their partners shall say, مَا كُنْتُمْ إِيَّانَا تَعْبُدُونَ. It was not us that you used to worship. Now first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about those people who call to others besides Allah, and they say, no, they are intercessors besides Allah. Allah warns us that on the Day of Judgment, these good people that we were praying to, they will say, it was not us that you used to worship. They will deny all knowledge of this worship. So sufficient is Allah as a witness between us and you that we knew nothing of your worship of us. In other words, someone who is in the grave cannot even hear us when we call to him. So these good people will disown them on that day. And imagine the bitterness they will feel then. هُنَالِكَ تَبْلُو كُلُّ نَفْسِ مَا أَصْلَفَتْ. There every person will know exactly what he had earned before. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Man will have nothing except that for which he strived, our actions. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. His deeds will be seen. Every lie we spoke, every dishonesty that we did, every time we hurt a person's feelings, that will appear before us in tangible form. وَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. They will be returned to Allah, their true master. Even if we made our nafs our master in this world, or we made our friends our masters, or we made our parents, our spouses our masters, or we made our desires our masters, on that day we will return to the true master, and their invented lies will vanish from them. What lies are these? Lies that we've invented to please ourselves, to let ourselves feel complacent. Allah knows how much I love Him. Allah is not going to ask me about something as trivial as this. The Prophet will intercede for me. My father will step forward, and my father is a Hafiz, and he'll get me forgiven. All their lies will vanish from them. We need to think, what lies have we invented for ourselves? Lies that we use to make us feel good about disobeying Allah. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَيَزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Why do you follow your own desires? Why do you follow your friends when it is Allah who is providing you from the sky and the earth? Who owns hearing and sight? Who brings out the living from the dead? Who brings out the dead from the living? And who disposes the affairs? They will say, Allah. فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Will you then not be afraid of Allah? still we go on following our own desires. فَذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقُّ Such is Allah, your true Lord. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ After the truth, what else can there be except error? There's one Siratul Mustaqim. If we're not on that, then we are on the path of error. فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ See how Allah asks us with so much love. Where then are you turned away? What is it that's stopping you from realizing? What is it that's keeping you from me? When the facts are before you, the reality is before you, still you persist in your ways of disbelief? Thus is the word of your Lord justified against those who rebel, that they will not believe. If we're disobeying Allah after some time, every time we disobey Allah, what happens? A black dot appears in our heart. If we repent and do a good deed, it's wiped out. But if we don't and persist, won't repent, then that blackness spreads until it engulfs our whole heart. Zulumat ba'duha ala ba'd. Darknesses upon darknesses. Now we can think whether we wish to live our lives in light or in darkness, for the choice is ours. Say, is there one of your partners that originates the creation and then repeats it? Tell them, Allah originates the creation and then He repeats it. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ How are you deluded away? What's leading you people astray? Who's messing up your thinking? Say, is there of your partners one that guides to the truth? Tell them it is Allah who guides to the truth. Is then he who guides to the truth more worthy to be followed? Or he who does not find guidance himself unless he is guided? فَمَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ What's wrong? How are you judging? And most of them follow nothing but conjecture. No, no, Allah is going to forgive us. Allah is not going to throw us into hell. He'll punish us for a little while, and then He'll grant us Jannah. إِنَّ الظَّنَّ لَا يُغْنِي مِنَ الْحَقِّ شَيْئًا Conjecture can be of no avail against the truth. Indeed, Allah is all aware of what they do. We take our deen on hearsay. My friend was telling me this. My neighbor was telling me this. I heard this somewhere. I read this somewhere. When we have the sources of truth before us, when we have the Quran and the Sunnah, we have no grounds for turning away and saying, Oh, I never knew this. Certainly Allah is all aware of what they do. وَمَا كَانَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ وَنْ يُفْتَرَى مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ This Quran is not such as could ever be produced by other than Allah, but it is a confirmation of that which is before it and a full explanation of the book wherein there is no doubt. مِنْ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ From the Lord of the Worlds. Or do they say he has forged it? Say, bring then a chapter like unto it and call upon whomsoever you can besides Allah if you are truthful. Nay, they have belied the knowledge whereof they could not comprehend and what yet has not been fulfilled. Thus those before them did belie. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ Then see what was the end of the wrongdoers. When we don't value this Qur'an, when we treat it like magic words, when we make it into a talisman or ayat that we framed in our houses, but something we're not acting upon, then we are doing zulm to this Qur'an. And above all, we are doing zulm to ourselves. And of them there are some who believe in it, and of them there are some who do not believe in it. And your Lord is fully aware of those who do evil. And if they belie you, say, For me are my deeds, and for you are your deeds. You are innocent of what I do, and I am innocent of what you do. Among them are some who listen to you. This is important. People who listen to the Quran, who say, We've heard the Quran, we know what's in it. But can you make the deaf to hear, even though they apprehend not? People who listen to the Quran but cannot absorb it, cannot internalize it, in Allah's eyes it's like someone deaf that you're talking to them, but they're not hearing a word. Among them are some who look at you. It seems like they're listening. But can you guide the blind, even though they do not see, one who is spiritually blind? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا Allah does not wrong mankind in anything, but mankind wrong themselves. And on the day when He shall gather them together, it will be as if they had not stayed in this world but 1 hour of a day. This is the reality of this life, that we worry about, that we cry over, that we dream for 1 hour of a day. That's how much it will seem to us on that day. يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ They will recognize each other, like passengers meeting briefly in a waiting room. We're all waiting for our call to come. We don't know how long we've got left. Ruined indeed will be those who denied the meeting with Allah and were not guided. If a passenger sitting in the waiting room says, No, I'm not going to leave this waiting room ever, you'd say he's mad. Doesn't he know he has to get off? That his call is going to come any minute? Allah says, ruined indeed are such people. Whether we show you some of what we promised them or we cause you to die, still to us is their return. And moreover, Allah is witness over what they used to do. And for every community there is a messenger. When their messenger comes, the matter will be judged between them with justice, and they will not be wronged. Now let's think about when our moment of death could come. It could be tomorrow, it could be 5 years from now. We don't know when the time will be. Allah says the matter will be judged between them with justice then, and they will not be wronged. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَىٰ. An atom of goodness will see it, and whoever has done an atom of evil will see it. And they say, when will be this promise if you speak the truth? Say, I have no power over any harm or profit to myself, إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ, except as Allah may will. Now again we find this concept, that if he couldn't even harm or profit himself except as Allah will, how then can he harm or profit us? For every nation there is a time appointed. When their time comes, neither can they delay it, nor can they advance it an hour. Say, tell me, if his torment should come to you by night or by day, which portion thereof would the criminals hasten on? Is it then when it is actually befallen, then you will believe in it? That's what we're waiting for the angel of death to appear. And then we'll say, no, I believe in Allah, please forgive me Allah. Now do you believe? And you use the foretime to hasten it on, like people who say, well, when is the day of judgment going to come? So when is Allah's punishment going to fall upon us? Then it will be said to them who wrong themselves, taste everlasting torment. Are you recompensed with anything except what you used to earn? وَيَسْتَمْبِعُونَكَ. They ask you to inform them, saying, is it true? Tell them, yes, by my Lord, it is the truth and you cannot escape it. And if every person who had wronged possessed all that is on the earth and tried to ransom himself therewith, it would not be accepted. And they would feel in their hearts regret when they see the torment. And they will be judged with justice, and no wrong will be done unto them. Ala inna lillahi ma fi samawati wal ard. Ala inna wa'dallahi haqq. Walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. No doubt, surely all that is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. And surely Allah's promise is true. But no doubt, most of them do not know. It is He who gives life. It is He who causes death. And to Him shall you all return. Ya Yuhannas, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدَى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. O mankind, there has come to you a beautiful advice from your Lord, and a healing for that which is in your hearts, a guidance and a mercy for the believers. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Tell them, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, let them rejoice. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. This is better than all that they collect. This is one of the most beautiful descriptions of the Qur'an. Allah says, a good advice from your Lord. شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It's a healing for that which is in the heart. وَهُدًى. And guidance. If someone comes and asks you the way, and you give them a map of directions and explain it to them, and then the next time you ask them, did you use it? And they say, no, but we framed it and hung it up in our room and it's looking really beautiful. What would you say? That's not why I gave you the map. Hudan, guidance. Not something that you frame in your house, is something that you internalize and act upon. Wa rahmatun lil mu'mineen. People say, don't tell me if I know I have to act upon it. Allah says, this is rahmah. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ. Rejoice in this Qur'an. Don't treat it like a burden. People say, oh, I feel so scared when I read the Qur'an. I'm not ready to read the Qur'an yet. What is Allah calling it? If you know that there's a treasure that's being distributed, would you wait and say, well, let me think about it? No, you'd rush there so you can receive that treasure. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. But it's a matter of iman. It's a matter of our vision. This Qur'an is better than all that they collect, whether of wealth, whether of any hobbies, whether of anything that they love. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, tell me, what provision has Allah sent down to you? And you have made of it lawful and unlawful. Say, has Allah permitted you to do so? Or do you invent a lie against Allah? If someone tells you good news, if someone tells you you've passed, what's the first thing we do? We ring up people we know and we tell them about it. The Prophet ﷺ said, Al-Qur'anu ma'dubatullah. This Qur'an is the banquet of Allah. The ma'duba is where the king holds the banquet and invites those worthy of his banquet to attend it. We too are all here today at Allah's command, at Allah's invitation. Do we realize what an honor it is? Do we thank Allah for this chance that He's invited us to His banquet? Allah says, هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. It is better than all that they collect. Say to them, tell me, what provision has Allah sent down to you? And you have made of it lawful and unlawful. Say, has Allah permitted you to do so, or do you invent a lie against Allah? And what do those people think who invent a lie against Allah on the Day of Judgment? So fine, you've got away with it in the world. But what about the Day of Judgment? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَذُو فَضْلٍ عَلَى النَّاسِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ Indeed, Allah is full of bounty to mankind, but most of them are ungrateful. Neither do you do any deed or recite any portion of the Qur'an, or you do any deed at all, but that we are witness thereof when you are doing it. And nothing is hidden from your Lord, the weight of an atom on the earth or in the heaven. Not what is less than that or what is greater than that, but is written in a clear record. Allah inna awliya Allah. When we know that each action of ours is being recorded, every word we utter is being written down, then we need to strive to become the friends of Allah, not the enemies. Indeed, the friends of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Who are the friends of Allah? How do we become the friends of Allah? Those who help Allah's deen, those who convey Allah's deen, who seek to learn Allah's deen. What does Allah tell us? مَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِالشَّيِّ نَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَدْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ That the most beloved thing whereby my slave draws near to me are by means of the farais which I have imposed upon him. In other words, by scrupulously observing all the farais, whether reading salat or fasting or hajj. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلْ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ My slave keeps on drawing closer to me by means of voluntary acts of worship, whether nafli sadaqat or nafli prayers, حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ Until I love him. Then when I love him, I become his hearing whereby he hears. I become his vision whereby he sees. I become his hand whereby he grasps and his foot whereby he walks. وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْتِيَنَّهُ If he asks me for anything, I will definitely give it to him. وَلَئِن اسْتَعَاذَنِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ If he seeks my help, my protection, I will grant it to him. This is the treasure that Allah is offering to us, for those of us who seek it. No fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. Who are they? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ Those who had iman. And they were Allah conscious. It wasn't just talk, they acted upon it. For them are good news in this world and in the hereafter. No change shall there be in the words of Allah. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ That is the supreme success. And do not let their speech grieve you when people taunt you and call you Maulvi or say that, you know, you've become a fundo. Don't let their speech grieve you. إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا For all power and glory belongs to Allah. He is the all-hearer, the all-knower. No doubt, indeed, to Allah belongs whosoever is in the heavens and whosoever is in the earth. And those who worship and call to others besides Allah, in fact, they follow only a conjecture and they but invent lies. Allah has told us again and again, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ This is what we are taught to say, that Allah, you alone do we obey and you alone do we turn to for help. That I will make my du'as to Allah and Allah alone, and that is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Not that I say that, oh well, I read my prayers for Allah's sake, but when it comes to giving the qurbani, I'll give it in the name of Hazrat Ali or so-and-so imam or so-and-so buzurg who's passed away. That's not ibadah. That's not tawheed. That's shirk. Allah says those who worship and pray to others besides Allah, they do not follow their partners. They're just following a guess. They're guessing here. And they are just inventing lies. It is Allah who has appointed for you the night that you may rest therein, and the day to make things visible to you. Indeed, in this are signs for a people, yasma'un, who listen. We need to listen to this Quran to understand these truths. They say Allah has begotten a son. Glory is to him. He is rich, free of all needs. His is all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth. No warrant do you have for this. Do you say against Allah what you do not know? Tell them that indeed those who invent a lie against Allah will never be successful. A brief enjoyment is theirs in this world, and then to us will be their return. Then we will make them taste the severest torment because they used to disbelieve. And recite to them the news of Nuh, when he said to his people, O my people, if my stay with you and my reminding you of the signs of Allah is hard on you, then I put my trust in Allah. People say it's so difficult to tell others, you know, they don't want to meet you anymore. Nuh alayhi salam doesn't say then, all right, I'll stop. He says, I trust in Allah. Nothing's going to stop us from conveying this message. So devise your plot, you and your partners, and let not your plot be in doubt for you. Then pass your sentence on me, and give me no respite. But if you turn away, then no reward have I asked of you. My reward is only from Allah, and I have been commanded to be of the Muslims. They denied him, but we delivered him, and those with him in the ship, and we made them generations, replacing one after another, while we drowned those who belied our signs. Then see what was the end of those who were warned. Then after him we sent messengers to their people. They brought them clear proofs, but they would not believe what they had already rejected beforehand. Thus do we seal the hearts of the transgressors. Now Allah relates stories that illustrate those people who believe in Allah, who believe in the hereafter, confronting those people who are content with the life of this world. Then after them, we sent Musa and Harun to Fir'aun and his chiefs with our signs, but they behaved arrogantly and they were criminals. So when there came to them the truth from us, they said, "This is indeed clear magic." Musa said, "Do you say this about the truth when it has come to you? Is this magic? But the magicians will never be successful." They said, "Have you come to us to turn us away from that faith we found our fathers following? People who love to follow tradition, to follow the blind culture that they've been brought up in. And that you too may have greatness in the land, we are not going to believe you too." And Fir'aun said, "Bring me every expert magician." And when the magicians came, Musa said to them, "Cast down what you want to cast." Then when they had cast down, Musa said, "Indeed, what you have brought is sorcery. Allah will surely make it of no effect. Indeed, Allah does not set right the work of those who corrupt." وَيُحِقُّ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ And Allah will establish the truth by His words, however much the criminals may hate it. But none believed in Musa except the offspring of his people, because of the fear of Fir'aun and his chiefs, lest they should persecute them. And indeed Fir'aun was an arrogant tyrant on the earth. He was indeed one of the transgressors. And Musa said, "O my people, if you have believed in Allah, فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ Then put your trust in him if you are Muslims." Look at Musa alayhi salam's courage. He's taking on a whole nation. He's taking on a whole army. He's taking on a whole tribe of these, you know, expert magicians. He's not daunted. He's not intimidated. He says, "People, put your trust in Allah." This is the courage which La ilaha illallah gives us. They said, "In Allah we put our trust. Our Lord, make us not a trial for the people who are wrongdoers, and save us by your mercy from the disbelieving people." And we revealed to Musa and his brothers, saying, "Provide dwellings for your people in Egypt, and make your dwellings as places for your worship, and establish salat, wa bashir al-mu'mineen, give good news to the believers." Again, Allah reminds us that Islam means joy. And Musa said, "O our Lord, you have indeed bestowed on Fir'aun and his chiefs splendor and wealth in the life of this world. Our Lord, that they may lead men astray from your path, O our Lord, destroy their wealth and harden their hearts, so that they will not believe until they see the painful torment." Now this was not Musa alayhi salam na'uzubillah cursing Fir'aun on the first day. We find that how again and again he tried to reform Fir'aun, but when he saw that Fir'aun was determined and that Fir'aun was being the cause of misleading many, then he prayed to Allah to destroy him. Allah said, "Indeed the dua of both of you is accepted. So both of you keep to the straight path and follow not the path of those la ya'lamun, who have no knowledge." And we took the children of Israel across the sea, and Fir'aun with his hosts followed them in oppression and enmity. حَتَّى إِذَا أَدْرَكَهُ الْغَرَقُ قَالَ آمَنْتُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا الَّذِي آمَنَتْ بِهِ بَنُو إِسْرَائِيلَ Till when drowning overtook him, the waters were going to engulf him, then he called out, "I believe that none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, in whom the children of Israel believe, and I am one of the Muslims." So what happened? Al-ana? وَقَدْ عَسَيْتَ قَبْلُ Now you believe, while you were disobeying before this, and you were one of those who were spreading corruption. We can't make Tawbah into a mockery. We can't make our Iman into a mockery and say, "Yes, yes, there's lots of time to obey, there's lots of time to repent." Allah says, "Now you believe, while you refused before this, you were one of those who were spreading corruption. So this day we shall save your dead body, that you may be a sign to those who come after you." And we find that the mummy of Fir'aun has been found, and it was found on Mount Sinai's shore. And when they unwrapped the layers, they found that a layer of salt was found on his body, thus proving that he had been drowned. This is modern research, and this body of his has been preserved till today in Cairo Museum, a proof of the truth of this ayat. This day we shall save your dead body, that you may be a sign to those who come after you. And indeed, many amongst mankind are heedless of our signs. Indeed, we settled the children of Israel in an honorable dwelling place and provided them with good things, and they did not differ until the knowledge came to them. Indeed, Allah will judge between them on the day of judgment in that which they used to differ. So if you are in doubt concerning that which we have revealed to you, then ask those who are reading the book. Indeed, the truth has come to you from your Lord. So do not be one of those who doubt it. And do not be one of those who belie the signs of Allah. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ For then you shall be of the losers. Truly, those against whom the word of your Lord has been justified will not believe, even if every sign should come to them, until they see the painful torment. Was there any town that believed, and its faith at that moment saved it from the punishment? When we see the angel of death, it's no good to repent then. The answer is none, except the people of Yunus, when they believed, we removed from them the torment of disgrace in the life of this world, and allowed them to enjoy for a while. And had your Lord willed, لَآمَنَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ كُلُّهُمْ جَمِيعًا All of those on earth would believe together. أَفَأَنْتَ تُكْرِهُ النَّاسَ حَتَّى يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ Will you then compel mankind until they become believers? Our criterion should not be what people are doing, what people are following, because Allah says if Allah had willed, He could have forced us all to believe. But we cannot force mankind. لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينَ There is no compulsion in religion. The choice is ours. It is not for any person to believe except by the leave of Allah, and He will put the anger on those who are heedless, لا يعقلون, who are not using their intellect. Tell them, behold all that is in the heavens and the earth. But neither signs nor warners benefit those who do not believe. People say, oh, I'm not ready to do this as yet. Allah says all the signs are there before them, external signs in the universe. Signs within this Quran, signs within the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if someone is determined to reject, then we can do nothing to help them. Then do they wait for anything except for a destruction like that of the days of the men who passed away before them? قُلْ فَانْتَظِرُوا Tell them then wait. I too am with you among those who wait. Then in the end we save our messengers and those who believe. Thus it is incumbent upon us to save the believers. Which group do we wish to be amongst? The winners or the losers? قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ Tell them, O mankind, if you are in doubt as to my religion, then know that I will never worship those whom you worship besides Allah. I worship Allah who causes you to die. وَأُمِرْتُ وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And I am commanded to be one of the believers. This is one of the most magnificent ayahs in the Quran. Look at the courage. Allah is telling us, don't compromise and don't apologize. People aren't following your way of life. People aren't following this Quran. You don't have to follow people. Follow Allah. And it has been revealed to me, أَقِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِلدِّينِ حَنِيفًا Focus on deen. Upright, unswerving. Focus on Allah. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ Do not be of those who do shirk. And one form of shirk is when we obey our desires rather than Allah. And do not call to any besides Allah. Don't make du'as to any besides Allah. That will neither profit you nor harm you. But if you did so, you should certainly be of the wrongdoers. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ If Allah touches you with harm, there is none who can remove it but He. If Allah intends any good for you, there is none who can repel His favor, which He causes to reach whomsoever of His slaves He wills. When it is Allah who is giving us everything, why should we turn away from Him and seek a multitude of false gods, when we can have belief in just one God alone? وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. Remember when the Prophet ﷺ told us that know that if the whole world were to gather together to try and harm you, they could not harm you one atom, except as much as Allah has destined for you. And if the whole world were to gather together to try and profit you, they could only profit you as much as Allah has written for you. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامُ وَجَفَّتِ الصُّحُفُ The pens have been lifted and the ink has dried. So then we need to pray to Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ Allah, you alone do we worship and to you alone do we turn to for help. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ Say, O mankind, قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ Now truth has come to you from your Lord. There can be no turning back now and saying, oh, I didn't know about this. فَمَنِ اهْتَدَى فَإِنَّمَا يَهْتَدِي لِنَفْسِهِ Whoever receives guidance, he does so for the good of his own soul. He's not doing Allah any favor. وَمَنْ ضَلَّ فَإِنَّمَا يَضِلُّ عَلَيْهَا And whoever goes astray, he does so to his own loss. وما أنا عليكم بوكيل. And I am not set over you as a disposer of affairs. In other words, we can but convey واتبع ما يوحى إليك and follow the revelations sent to you. واصبر and be patient حتى يحكم الله until Allah gives judgment. وهو خير الحاكمين. He is the best of judges. When you read Surah Yunus, you realize, like Surah An'am, in many ways, it's a Surah of Tawheed. It's a Surah in which Allah reminds us that this world is nothing. The hereafter is everything. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.